Dag, this is a dictation on James Rock. That is ROCK. James, JMES. Date of birth is 10/26/54. Date of visit 5/21/24. Please make copy for Mina Zahidi, MD. Zahidi, ZAHEDI. Zahidi, Mina, MINA. Next paragraph. Dear Mina, thank you for sending James Rock for permanent evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 69-year-old male who was admitted to Halifax Hospital on April 13/24, was found to have pulmonary embolism, and the right leg DVT. Period. The patient was initially admitted for shortness of breath and was found to have a DVT. In his right calf, and on a previous occasion was noted to have left lower extremity DVT and had been on oral Eliquis. Period. The patient was traveling from Minnesota and was somewhat immobilized I'm sorry, was somewhat sedentary and developed a swelling of the right calf with subsequent pulmonary embolism. Following admission, he was treated with IV heparin and switched to Eliquis. I'm sorry, following admission, the patient was started on Eliquis 10 milligrams BID and tapered to 5 milligrams twice daily. And presently, the patient has no shortness of breath and on room air maintains a SAT of 95%. The patient does, however, have shortness of breath with exertion, but his leg swelling and calf muscle pain have resolved. He has had no chest pains, cough, or hemoptysis. And he denies any wheezing. He does have a prior history of obstructive sleep apnea, for which he has been using a CPAP set up nightly and was recently started on Ozempic. Next paragraph. Past history has included history of hypertension and history of depression, history of right rotator cuff repair, and history for diverticulitis with partial colon resection in 2021, followed by transaction in 2021. Next paragraph. I'm sorry. He also had a cervical disc fusion in 2017. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked 0.5 to 1 pack per day for 2 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next, family history. Father died of myocardial infarct. Mother had kidney failure. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next. Med list. Included tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, while valsartan 160 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams a day, citalopram 20 milligrams daily, and Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, system review of the patient. Can you mention, next paragraph, allergies none listed. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue but no weight loss. He has no cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has apnea, coughing spells, and shortness of breath. And denies any hay fever or asthma. He has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or abdominal pains. And denies chest or jaw pain, but has calf muscle pains. He has depression, and he is bruising. He also has joint pains and muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white male has left no acute distress, no pallocyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 140 by 70. Pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 328, saturation 95. Height is 5'11". HEND abnormal cephalic pupils are reactive. Thing is, my throat was injected. He has no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds to the periphery with scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the answers are regular, asthma, S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. There's some swelling of the right calf with mild tenderness and Hohmann sign is negative. Reflex is 1 plus with no gross motor deficit, screen and less grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Pulmonary embolism with hypoxemia number 2 is obesity. Number 3 is obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. Number 4 is hypertension. Next paragraph, plan the patient will continue with Eliquis 5 milligrams POBID. Also get a chest x-ray next month. He will use a CPAP mask nightly at 12 centimeters H2O pressure with full face mask. And also add Ventolin HFA inhaler 2 puffs QIDPRN. He will be seen in follow-up in approximately 2 months. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for
Mina Zahidi, Zahedi.
Mina is MINA, MD. Thank you.